Welcome, everybody. Welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. We really appreciate you joining us tonight. It's cold out, so just huddle around the phone if you wouldn't mind. We're going to be on for the next 30 minutes or so. We've got plenty to go over. If you have a question, you guys have done this before, press 00 on the keypad on your phone and press 77 on the keypad on your phone if you want to provide us your email address. Now, I'm going to say this a couple of times before I bring Mike on. So, again, welcome, everybody. Welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Please stay on for the next 30 minutes or so. You'll be afforded the opportunity to ask questions. Got a couple of survey polls to do with you to see what people are thinking so you get to vote on stuff. That's always fun. And we don't have horrible candidates to vote on one way or the other. Good candidates. We just have issues. So please stay on the line. Press 0 for questions. 7. Press 7 on the keypad on your phone if you want to provide us your email address so we can send you email updates on matters if we don't have it already. If we do have your email address, don't bother pressing 7. So, again, welcome, everybody. Welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. If I cough once or twice, it's because I refuse to do I keep watching football games outdoors. So, again, press 0 for questions, 7 for email updates so we can keep you on that email list. Let's see where we are on the dialogue. We're doing pretty well right now. Let's see if we've got all the members on the call. We're about, a third of the way through. I'll go through one more time, then, Mike, I'm going to hand this off to you. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Don't be shy. Let's get some questions in. Press 00 on the keypad on your phone if you have one of those suckers. And 7 if you want to provide us your email address for email updates. Mike, we're close to about halfway dialed out already, so if you wouldn't mind taking away, they're sick of listening to me. Go ahead and start.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, and good evening, everybody. I sure do appreciate you joining the conversation for our teletown hall meeting, the last one for the year. I got several things I wanted to give folks an update on very quickly and then get to your questions, which is really, I think, the best part of our conversation. I want to talk first about our various rate case activity that we've had at the commission. I've talked about this before with folks that have been on, but we had a general rate case that the commission heard back in August that becomes effective in January of 2017. This rate case was necessary to just increase our revenues so we would be able to continue to meet our financial covenants in our mortgage because of lost sales and increasing costs. We were about $11.5 million short. That resulted in a $11.85 increase to an average residential user that uses about 1,200 kilowatt hours a month. And that will be coming on our bills effective January 1st for usage beginning in January. We also had a cost of power adjustment, a mid-year increase from our power supplier, which we call our COPA adjustment. That has been taken up at the commission, and we are actually in a commission hearing with some interveners that are questioning whether or not we should be able to do that. But the commission has allowed us to implement that COPA subject to refund in case there is some finding that we have at the commission level that those costs aren't reasonable and justified. And the COPA cost is going to increase again, that residential bill by about $695. So all in, beginning the first, the first billing cycle in 2017, the power bill was going to go up about $18.80. We know that's a pretty big increase, and we know that's painful, especially for folks on fixed incomes. I can assure you that, as I've talked before with everybody, Precorp has done everything that it can do over the past year to reduce expenses, and we've taken quite a lot out of our budget. Some good news: we are distributing capital credits this month. It's typically the time that we do that. This year, we're going to be sending out $1.8 million in capital credits, roughly $1.8 million. We're still doing some final calculations on that. It sort of varies by if we have any estate retirements up to the time we make the retirement. So that will be 60% of that $1.8 million will go to margins that we received in 2015, and then 40% will go to some of our oldest margins that date back to 1984. We think the capital credit program is really important. It helps us stay connected to our members, and that really is the part of important part of the value proposition for being a Precorp member. Another thing that's happening in January, don't look for the REN magazine. We're not publishing it in January. Typically, you know, the REN is a statewide magazine, and the January issue has always been just a solely Precorp information. This year, we decided to just save the expense of sending that out and just stay on the same cycle as the rest of the co-ops in the state. So be looking for the next Precorp news to be delivered to you guys in early February. We've also had some billing cycle changes that have been, I think, a real improvement on our process. The billing cycle changes basically allowed us to bill for anybody's usage just for that current month. We had some billing cycles that had some usage in one month and some, the rest of the usage in another month, and it created some confusion for customers. It was very difficult for us to close our monthly financials in a timely manner, and because of all the stresses we've been under financially, being able to get financials out sooner really helps us to make our financial decisions faster. That's a really good thing for us. It also had the effect of reducing our risk of unpaid power bills by about $3 million, just the way we changed the billing cycle, with no impacts to the membership on any collection-type activities. Being able to reduce that exposure was really important. If you have any questions on that, on the bill that you've recently received, make sure and call our member services group. Wanted to also talk about Members First Power Cooperative beginning in January. Precorp will be receiving its basin power. It'll make a stop on the way to Precorp. It'll go through the Members First Power Cooperative, which will now take the basin bill and send us a power bill for our usage, Tongue River and Fergus, two Montana co-ops that have also joined Members First. Will also be billed beginning in January. This organization has allowed us to solidify our seat on the basin board. We were at risk of losing that board seat because of our declining sales, so this was a strategic move to help us be better represented at basin, but at the same time, it also provided us some opportunities to work with Montana co-ops and actually maybe seek some potential savings in the way we get billed because of our relationship with Fergus and Tongue River. So that's going to be a positive event for us. It does have some overhead costs along with it. Looks like it'll be about 7 cents per month for our average residential customer is the extra cost that we're going to be seeing by because of the Members First Power Cooperative operating costs. We think that's pretty cheap for the ability to maintain our board seat. If you're a large coal mine that has a multi-million-dollar power bill, you'll see a little over $1,000 extra on your power bill, or about 0.6%. So it's a fairly minimal charge to maintain our board seat and to keep our keep as much control as we can and input that we can into our wholesale power costs. Just wanted to touch base on the election. There's lots of, I think, from the perspective of energy producing states, there's lots of optimism about the outcome as it relates to maybe a slowing down of a lot of the regulations that have been coming at us. Keep your eye on the news and see what's happening out there. And I think it's really important especially important with the way things are shaping up, that we all maintain an eye on what's going on and make sure that we all maintain our connectedness through our political action network, and keep an eye out for things that we may be sending your way along those lines. I think that's my intro remarks, and I'd be happy to open it up for questions.
It was a great intro, and thank you so much. I can't remember who President-elect Trump nominated today for EPA, but that has something to do with some things. I guess he's a fellow from Oklahoma. I don't know if you know. It did come in though today. Just check the news. Let's see. We're gonna take. So I want people to ask questions, and we haven't had many takers on this. If you do have a question, you come live. We need your first name only. Please press 0 0 on the keypad on your phone. 0 if you want to provide us a question. 7 if you want to provide us your email address for email updates. 0 for questions, 7 for email updates. Don't get shy. Let's get some questions in if we can. Fortunately, we had some come in early. The first question goes like what this. What is the future of the clean power plan?
Well, that's a really great question. And the clean power plan right now is really it's in the judicial system. You know, our government is really, you know, we have three branches of government. We have the executive branch, we have the legislative, and we have the judicial. And the Clean Power Plan was, you know, developed through the executive branch. And now there's been several parties that have through the legal proceedings, have placed the Clean Power Plan now in the judicial branch of government to make a decision. It is currently in the Washington, D.C. court, federal district court. They are hearing some issues related to that. One is, was the final rule close enough to the draft rule in order for it to be considered, you know, consistent with that? If it was too far disconnected from the draft rule, then the public process may not have been, you know, done properly. There's a few other questions on, you know, the nature of the, some of the nuances in the regulation, but the D.C. court should be rendering potentially an opinion in first quarter, and then hopefully everybody would anticipate that, you know, by mid-year there could be a decision from the Supreme Court. Interestingly enough, at the Supreme Court, a little-known fact that if the Supreme Court ties on an issue, the decision that the lower court made is automatically supported. So kind of very interesting happenings in the judicial system as it relates to the Supreme Court. Most all states are continuing to watch that very carefully. Some states are actually continuing on the implementation side. Wyoming is not one of those states. Wyoming's continuing to monitor that. And I know the folks at the DEQ will be ready to do whatever Wyoming needs to do once that judicial decision is rendered and we know how the future of the Clean Power Plan will be.
Let's do our first survey question of the night. Do you feel the outlook? Why the Wyoming economy is getting better or is it getting worse? Press 1 if you think the outlook is getting better. Press 2 if you think it's getting worse. Question again. What do you think about Wyoming's economy? Is it getting better or worse? If it's getting better, press 1. If it's getting worse, press 2. 1 is getting better. 2 is getting worse. We'll give you results pretty soon if we can get them in time. Let's take Marco next. Marco, you're coming on live. Marco, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Marco, where are you from? And what's your question?
I'm from Upton, Wyoming. And my question is this. A while back, I guess you guys started a program to round up your bills to the next dollar amount or $5 amount or whatever it was. And I was just wondering how that program is working and if we were able to help anybody out yet at this time.
Marco, that's a great question. And we have the Operation Roundup program actually collects funds that are, you know, rounded up when you round up your bill to the nearest dollar. Those funds then are sent to the Precorp Foundation. And the Precorp Foundation is an independent board from Precorp. It's got directors that represent from all five counties in our service territory, plus some at-large positions. And through the foundation, the goal is that we try to
target $40,000 to $50,000 per county a year of Operation Roundup funds, plus other funds that are raised in the foundation. Some people actually donate capital credits to the foundation as a charitable act. 90% of our employees contribute to Operation Roundup. We're very proud of how our employees have participated in that to help the foundation. And that program has been very successful, and we would certainly encourage anybody who has not joined Operation Roundup to do that. It's a great way for our pennies to add up and to harness the collective power of all our membership to benefit our communities. A lot of the programs that the foundation donates to include, helping food banks. There's some veterans assistance and some other really worthy things that that they have done. And I would encourage folks to participate in Operation Roundup if you'd like to do that.
Thank you, Mike. I want to go with the results that we had. We just did a poll, and the question went like this. Do you feel the outlook for the Wyoming economy is getting better, or is it getting worse? 56% think it's getting better, 44% worse. Mike, what are your thoughts on those results, please?
I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry.
Okay, the polling question we did is, do you feel the outlook for the Wyoming economy is getting better, or is it getting worse? That polling question we did. And 56%
right.
of people thought it was getting better. What are your thoughts on the 56% thought it was getting better, those results?
Well, I think that's a remarkable improvement, I guess, or a shift from where we were last time. I think last time when we asked that question at our last town hall, I think it was nearly three-quarters thought things were getting worse. So I think that's a great indication that I think, just from how things have been going, that maybe some of I think we're all being cautiously optimistic that things may be improving. I know from the coal mining perspective, we've seen a bit of an uptick in those sales. And although this year I think we're going to end up with about 18% decline in sales from the previous year, what we have budgeted for 2017 is a 6% decrease. So I think things are moving that direction. And it's really, I think, very positive that the numbers show that, where they are at 57% of our members thinking that things are getting better. There will be a lot of activity at the legislature. When the legislative session kicks in, they're going to be trying to close the gap, funding gap on the governor's supplemental budget. It's about $350 million gap they're going to try to close. And then I also know that we'll be seeing lots of stuff in the news from the state economy about the $1.2 billion shortfall we have on education funding. And so those are some big challenges that our legislature and our state is facing in this upcoming session.
The President-elect Trump, the person he named to EPA is Scott Pruitt. He's the Oklahoma Attorney General who's suing the EPA on climate change. Talk about winning a case by getting appointed to the defendant's job. That worked out quite well for everybody. Let's take our next question is going to be from Travis. Travis, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Travis, where are you from, and what's your question, please?
Hello,
Travis,
thank you. I'm living in Gillette. Question is, for the first better part of 15 minutes of this, worried about what is going to come as relatively an uptick in prices for people in general. Want to know what this power company is doing to save money.
Yeah, Travis, that's a great question, and I appreciate you bringing that up. When we actually beginning last year, we saw the sort of the trajectory of our sales declining, and we began implementing several cost reduction programs over the whole year, and those range from small things that we could do as far as in our budget goes. We've from everybody has taken a look at everything that's in the budget. We've pulled back on travel. We've pulled back on training.
We didn't buy things that we had planned to purchase. We have probably one of the employee count is down from where it was. At the high point in things several years ago, we were around 160 employees, and I think our budget for this year is 134. We haven't filled positions as they have become open. We've been consolidating lots of things. We've delayed purchasing equipment and pushing things out as far as assets that we may need to buy, figuring out how to actually do more with less. One of the things that has been also has happened is from our labor costs, not just the amount of employees, but none of the employees took any wage increases this year. And we have really changed our benefit plan significantly. They've been significantly reduced, and our employees are picking up a significant cost on our medical insurance compared to previous years. And so all those things have been kind of rolled together, and we ended up with a very good budget this year. Early on, we took a little over $1 million in cost reductions that were consist of the things that I mentioned and a few other things. We did that early on, and that same effort has taken us into 2017. And we're also looking at ways to create new revenue. And part of our cooperative outreach, we mentioned working with Fergus and Tongue River cooperatives. We have been doing some work, helping them with some of the things that they need to do, and then billing out some of our labor costs to them, so that has helped us save dollars. Overall, I'm really proud of the Precorp team and the board's approach in really trying to get out ahead of this. And that was recognized by the Public Service Commission during our rate case.
We're going to take some more questions, but we want some more to come in if we could. So if you have a question, press 00 on the keypad on your phone. And if you want to provide us your email address, please press 7 on the keypad on your phone. Hunter's next. Hunter, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Hunter, where are you from, and what's your question, please?
Go ahead. From Gillette, Wyoming.
Welcome.
My question is what kind of management changes has happened over the 2015 year of a deficit of $11 million?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we've had positions that have come open. We have not filled those positions. We did have one of our senior people Les Penning, who was our chief operating officer, took a position as a chief executive officer for a co-op in Oregon, and we're not planning to fill that position. We've also done restructuring in our engineering department to create efficiencies. We had a VP of engineering retire in 2015, and we did not refill that position and restructured that position and shifted duties around to also save those costs.
Let's do our next survey question if we can. Are you participating in any of Precorp's efficiency programs such as heat rate, time of day rate, efficiency loans? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no, or 3, no, and I would like more information. So you got 3 choices. Press 1 for yes, 2 for no, 3 for no, but I'd like more information. It's kind of a bundled deal. Are you participating in any of the efficiency programs such as heat rate, time of day, efficiency rate? 1 is yes, 2 is no. 3 is no, but I want more info. We've got some takers on that. That's good. All right, let's take Caleb next. Let's get this lined up. Caleb, welcome to our telephone town hall meeting. Caleb, where are you from? What's your question, please?
From Pine Haven. I have a two-part question. I have the heat rate, and I was wondering if that credit is going to become larger because of the main bills going up or whatever, and then also, is this all this billing in effect for just 1 year to make up that cost, or 10 years, or what?
So the heat rate credit that you get is very close to the same, the same that we had that we had this past year. When Basin establishes that heat rate credit, we actually get a credit on our demand charges, and we get a credit on our energy charges, and then we recalculate what that is, and then pass that on to the customer. I think the credit for that in 2017 is about 24 or 34 mils. The costs that the rate increase that we experienced in 2016 that we just talked about earlier, we had 3 years of financial difficulties that we actually were able to mitigate the rate increase because of having a revenue deferral plan and other things. And so the declining sales that we have experienced has been a huge, a huge factor in the reason that we had the rate increase. The rate increase itself, we think, depending on how our load growth goes this year, if we were to experience another decline in sales like we had last year, it would be very difficult to maintain our financial ratios. But hopefully, the rate case, we were successful enough to be able to forestall, rate increases or delay those. Otherwise, with the declining sales, being able to maintain, maintain operations without increasing rates are very difficult.
We are running close to our 30-minute mark. So, Mike, if you could bring us to the finish line. But for anybody that didn't get their question into the Lightcomers, please leave us a message at the end of this call. Leave us your name, your phone number, email address, some way to get back to you so we can answer it. Mike, bring us to the finish line, please.
Well, I would like to, thank everybody for, for their time and listening to our discussion this morning. And hopefully we'll be able to continue these telephone town halls next year and, give you more of a, continue to update you on things that are happening around the co-op. We'll certainly, I think, while Wyoming as a state, I think, was generally seeing a more positive outcome and a positive landscape politically in the future, I think it really is incumbent upon all of us. I mean, if you take a look at just even our country, there's a great divide that our country has experienced. And our hope is that over the next several, the several months and over the next year, that the country will find a way to come together and focus on things that we can do right, focus on the common ground that we have. And from Precorp's perspective, we certainly look out for our mission of providing, the cheapest, most reliable power that we can. And we hope that you will continue to support the co-op, let your opinions be known, share with us any concerns that you have, either through the town hall venue that we use or calling in and talking to folks at member service or dropping me a line or a note or coming by and stopping in and for a conversation with me if you have any questions or concerns. Look forward to seeing you guys next year. I hope that you have a very Merry Christmas and a safe holiday season, and we'll look to have our next conversation in early 2017. Thanks, everybody, and good night.